traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Where do you think we're going to be in 47 years? When 6ix9ine comes out of prison, what is he going to see, L. Mills? Predict the future.
Predict the future?
Flying cars?
I mean, you mean planes?
What? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we've got for today. What if I laughed like that? All the time.
I'm shitting blood.
I texted
you. Mike said that sentence to me this morning. He said, I shit blood this morning.
That's not good.
I found a correlation between 10 to 20 second sips of grain alcohol and actually pooping blood.
Ooh. I go, yo, that's, I think you need professional help.
Yeah, get that checked out.
You know what he said? He said, I think I'm just going to keep ignoring it.
I've worked in the past for certain things.
Welcome back to Impulsive, ladies and gentlemen, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing. If you're not subscribed, make sure to do so. YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. I don't really give a fuck. Just hit that button. I'm hungover. How you feeling?
I feel like absolute dog shit. Dog shit.
But this is the thing. You guys said that you're at your best when you're hungover, right? Magic might come from this?
I feel horrible.
There's levels to it.
You went too far.
Yeah.
So last night we had broke the record for how many people were in the house.
Yeah, I got hundreds of NDA emails with
really
random people's faces.
Thanks for your visit to the
Magic. How does that work? If anybody posts anything in here, we can actually
legally
kill them?
Murder them.
Yes. But yeah, we can legally murder them.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you have that in the fine? Do you have anything funny in the fine print?
Oh,
really?
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll never know though. So the Super Bowl was yesterday. That's why we had this party. That's why we're hungover. Lots of alcohol, intoxication. Our guest was there. She's over there. I'm going to bring her on in a second. But interesting facts about the day after the Super Bowl today that Mike actually found.
Yeah, when I woke up today, I found some facts about the Super Bowl. 17.2 million people will call out of work today, which is a record.
Wow.
2019, resulting in roughly $4 billion in lost productivity for the American workforce. If every worker who watched the Super Bowl last night spends just 1 hour of their workday discussing the game or comes in an hour late, the productivity losses would be around $1.7 billion.
Wow. That's a lot of gibberish, jibber jabber.
And everybody's going to do it. First thing you do, you walk in, you say, hey, Gerald, you watched the game last night.
Just think about the game.
Yeah.
They threw the pigskin and it was a, hey, yo.
Also, what a boring fucking game.
Yeah, it was whack. It was whack, dude. But
Tom Brady's a legend.
Yeah,
though.
He is. Congrats, Patriots. You really did it.
Gotta love him.
Hey, okay. I want to bring on our guest.
That was good enough talk.
I'm excited, dude. I'm really excited. She was at the party yesterday and we somehow convinced her to be on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce her. She is one of the best storytellers on the internet. One of my favorite creators. She owns a banana farm in Thailand and plays the harp on Tuesdays. Ladies and gentlemen, it's L fucking Mills.
Oh. Wow.
A loud clap.
It's a phenomenal instrument.
Well, what an intro.
Hi.
Hi, boys.
Hi, welcome.
How are you?
I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
Really?
Yeah, I actually love the podcast.
Really? Oh, you've been watching?
Yes.
Whoa. What do you think?
It's really good.
That's tight.
Everyone I've talked to always like, yeah, the podcast, Long Paul's podcast, pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell by the views.
No, but hold up. Nah, they've been going back. Oh, what do you have a satellite phone from 1970?
I found this at the party last night, by the way. Just wanted to let everybody know. And as soon as I found it, I said, this is my new phone. I'm going to call in a precision airstrike on this sucker tomorrow. And I've been trying to do it all morning. Yeah, SATCOM. We've got a target in motion, 27 degrees.
Did you have fun yesterday at the party we threw?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I also had fun, so much so that I think I'm going to do more of those. We need to throw more Maverick parties.
Yeah, you seem to be in your element.
I really will, probably because of the alcohol.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. You like drinks?
I do love drinks.
Yeah.
How often do you find yourself, I don't know, throwing it back?
Hitting the sauce?
A lot. a decent amount. I mean, I'd always like, I'd, like with YouTube, like when you go to events, like open bar. Oh, so it's like
not only open bar, but like I love events. Yeah. I love events. Like just like, I don't know, waddling around, feeling yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's fun. What events? Did like, you do like playlists or something?
Yeah, playlists, VidCon. I'm literally going, I'm leaving this weekend to go to VidCon London.
Ooh.
That's going to be fun.
Beat KSI's ass for me when you're there. No problem. Yeah. I know he's going to be there.
Yeah, he is going to be there.
Yeah.
Did you watch that fight?
Yeah, I did actually. I paid to watch it.
Wow, you're there one of the only, you're one, you're one of 12 people. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was illegally streamed everywhere. Everyone. We lost $10 to $20 million. So,
oh really?
Yeah, thank you for paying.
No,
thank you.
No,
and also, if you didn't, fuck you. Fuck you a lot. So yesterday, I don't know how this conversation happened where it was like, yo, like I want you on Impulsive. And by the way, I've wanted you on the podcast, mm-hmm. but and I asked you what time you're leaving tomorrow because you had a flight today.
Yes.
Still have a flight.
Yes.
And it was 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe. Did I pay to push your flight later so yeah. we could get you on?
I asked you when you were at your like core drunken moment last night. I'm like, yo, I think it's going to be like 2K to get her flight pushed back. You're like, oh, no.
someone came up. A credit card literally just shot past my face and I went to somebody to pay for the flight.
I saw Danny. She was like, hello, Delta. We need to change the flight.
She used that satellite phone. That's what it was for. Oh.
Okay, so L, you are one of the best storytellers on the internet.
Thank you.
A genuine fan and have been for a minute. And it's been interesting how you've been able to sort of conquer both Twitter and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like your videos go viral on Twitter.
Yeah, that's how I like got my start. That's how my YouTube channel grew, actually. Because I used to just post my videos straight to Twitter. Like not the YouTube link, just the video. Yeah.
So few people are like that. The only other person I know is probably Brother Nature, right?
Yeah.
That goes Twitter, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you start when you create your content? Because it is riveting. It's mesmerizing. It's to the point. It's all around great.
So, thank you.
So where do you begin?
With making a video?
Yeah. Like how do you get your ideas?
Your inspiration.
Do you script them?
No. They're like structured. They're not scripted. And so I usually just come up with whatever. I think about what's happening in my life. And I try, because all my videos are like about my friends, family, me, my personal stuff. And then I like music's very important to me. So like in the
like,
videos.
Like the score?
Yeah. So I have that done first.
Yeah.
You pick the music before you choose how you're going to tell the story?
Yeah. The music is like very... It's like
the way I
structure it, basically.
But you say you don't script it, but I've seen videos where like you go from voiceover to you talking and it's the same sentence. Like everything's so connected.
Yeah. Like transitions are scripted and then like I call it my opening monologue. So like the beginning part where I'm explaining the backstory, those are scripted. And then when it comes to the actual event or when I'm with other people, whenever I do stuff with other people, I tend to make sure it's not scripted because.
So you got like beats. You got beats. We do beats for this show.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got some beats.
We got beats.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of your stuff is like it's real life based, which I have found. That's why your stuff is so compelling because it is like you're a human being mm-hmm. and you have a really interesting way to tell your story. The last one, look at my weight loss,
mm-hmm.
which I watched this one. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How did this journey start?
That started, I think, like over a year ago, just over a year ago. It's just like been a rough like roller coaster, ups and downs, as with any weight loss, because like you go through times where you're like, I want to give up, and you start binging, and then like. You go on a healthy way to lose the weight. And so, and doing it all in the public eye as well, like having people see the transition as well has been a little tough.
You're getting support, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm getting support, but like it gets to the point where, you know, people, because I also am very open about my mental health. And so people are like, make connections being like, oh, she's not doing well mentally. Because she's getting
so they get scared.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of comments about that, and you know.
Are you exercising?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you do?
I honestly just do cardio. I had a trainer for like the first half of the year.
And then just other than that, just like eating clean, like clean eating, like that. Because I relate to this topic a lot too. Because I lost about 100 pounds myself.
Yeah, Mike used to be 300 pounds.
I was a fat kid.
Yeah, I saw the Josh Peck episode.
Oh, yeah. And so I could relate to it a lot. But so it's just clean eating and just you don't have any like exercises that you really like love doing. It's just a lot of like running.
I just do a lot of cardio. Yeah, and then just healthy eating, cutting out like soda. Like ooh, that's fried a big food, one. Junk food.
What made you take that jump to begin the weight loss journey? Because I know that's hard for a lot of people.
I was just not very happy with how I look, to be honest. And
how old are you?
Again? I'm 20. Yeah, and it was also like I went through a phase on like the summer 2017 where I got a lot of hate on Twitter for like 2 weeks. Like I was like one of the most hated people. Because of my humor and that they thought because I used to do a lot of food jokes and use my like appearance and weight as like comedy.
Like self-deprecating?
Yeah, a bit. Like,
but that's not, it wasn't being accepted?
No, people didn't really like it at all. So I got a ton of hate for that. And so like, and also like, I don't know, then people started calling me out, making fun of me and all that stuff. And so like kind of got into my head. And so.
Was that something that led into that burnout?
A bit, yes. Yeah. That was like because I had never been bullied my whole life. And so like it went from like overnight, I was just like a ton of hate at once.
So really?
Yeah.
Because you have been vocal about the YouTube burnout that Mike referenced. And that's a very real thing for creators.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, it was after my, because it was, the 2017 was a crazy year for me in general, just because that's when I hit like a million. That's how I grew a million subscribers. And in that year, I had posted my coming out video, and that video went viral. Yeah. And then Casey Neistat gave me a nice hefty shout out in his video. And so things were really picking up really fast. Mm-hmm. And I was getting exhausted / I was scared of losing the momentum. And so like I was pushing myself to an extreme, I think. And I was saying yes to everything because I was like, oh, I won't ever get to do this again. So I was saying yes to every event. And I was just never home and still making videos every week. And so I think I just got to a point where I shut down.
Yeah. Mm. And did you take a break?
I took like 3 weeks off. at the time, that was nice.
You got that, like, you got that urge still, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Is there like an underlying mental like situation that also played into it, or did you just burn out? Like, do you have any like?
Well, because of like I don't want to blame everything on YouTube, but I do think YouTube had made things that were probably in my life before YouTube like a
trauma,
little
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Like yeah. I don't know, yeah, I had like I started experiencing like panic attacks for the first time because of YouTube. Like I had never experienced a panic attack and I was on tour.
Another thing I collab with you on a little bit is that stuff. Because I deal with anxiety, have for a long time.
Yeah. He does. He's had to walk off the show a couple of times.
Well, really? It's a mix of just heat and just nerves and stuff. Yeah. And so like just a lot of little things, but I've done a lot too, and I know the audience really relates to a lot of this stuff so much. I'm sure you've gotten so much feedback on that.
100%.
Yeah. And so but I found like little things that I like to do to kind of combat it through exercise, through getting the right amount of sleep, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But have you found that when you're like falling back on the work and giving yourself the time to like do other things besides work, that those things stop?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yeah, it does. And I find that I get back into that mindset a little bit when I'm making videos. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's so weird because making videos makes me super happy, but like I am such a perfectionist and like I go insane over my work that when I'm actually making a video, it's just like my mental health is not good at all.
When you're shooting it?
It's like shooting, editing, everything. I'm like, I go through these phases where I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever made. I can't post this. Like,
so it's not even necessarily a validation thing from the audience. You're saying it's all like an internal battle to best yourself. And sometimes you're afraid that you're not.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a perfectionism, a perfectionist type.
It could be a blessing and a curse, dude. Like, I'm sure. And that also, that's why your stuff is probably so good.
Right, yeah.
I think that's what's interesting is you're just living it. You're living those struggles. You're putting them out there, which obviously that has to cause some of the anxiety and the issues that you deal with. But at the same time, like, there's millions of people, younger people going through these same things and you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really, I commend you for that. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to walk that line where you're influencing, but you're also like, you have to stay sane through this process.
Yeah.
For sure. You know?
That's wild.
I mean, yeah. It's almost like her saying like, like sacrificing herself for the good of like everyone.
Right. You know? Mankind. Like sort of.
It really is. And that's why I even having the conversation right here, like even in like a more laid back setting, I think every time we talk about anxiety, talk about depression and break down that stigma of like, oh, let's not talk about that. Like, talk to your doctor only about that. No, fuck that. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, I get DMs all the time. I get tweets all the time. And, like, I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wish I could answer everybody back. I really do.
You put this in one of your recent videos. It might have been the aftermath. You FaceTimed one of your friends.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, you're in that industry that's causing 95% of your stress. What do you think about that? You know, you're creating videos. You're in this space on YouTube.
Yeah.
But the space is kind of causing that stress.
I know. Yeah. And then like a lot of people say, then just don't be on YouTube. And I'm like, but it's all I wanted. So I'm like, it's just this huge mental battle and it's a cycle. And I think I just need to, I guess, figure it out. I'm not too sure. Like, I think like, obviously I highly recommend therapy. And so like doing like, I don't know, talking it out and like,
Our friend Kevin Hines, I don't know if you saw that episode, but he is constantly battling his own demons. And he's one of the strongest people that I know. He's the strongest strength guy that I know. And we talk to him often. He said one of the big things that helps him, the biggest thing, is a routine. Do you have a routine that you follow? Like, he wakes up, he eats, works out, emails, calls, works out again.
23-minute workouts. He's down to a science with it.
Oh,
and
yeah?
So I think once again, like, it comes back to like levels of mental health problems. He has the most severe form of mental health problems. Yeah. He's had them his whole life. And so, but at the end of the day, he's right. And routine is believed to be one of the most important things in terms of combating mental health problems. But I think it's also for someone with more lower level stuff, not to call it low, but like, or discount it. But,
yeah.
I think it's about balance. And I think you probably just got a lot of that through a real burnout. Like,
yeah.
I see this in the corporate world. I see it in the YouTube world. I see it all over the place. People just, more on the East Coast, to be honest with you, people just grind themselves into the fucking ground for views, for business, for revenue, for whatever reason. And then they realize, wow, I've got this problem on my hands now. You know, and so do you notice now, how do you start to sense that it's time, like it's coming, like it's time to take a break?
When when I start experiencing a lot of breakdowns, I think, I don't know. It's just, I think I've gotten it down where I don't push myself anymore too much I'm able to sense it. Yeah. When I'm having like breakdowns and I feel depressed and I don't want to leave my room and. I'm like crying every day. Like that's when I know I'm like, okay, it has to stop. And also I have great people around me. So they're able to like, tell me like, you need to stop. And
who's around you? Vlog Squad. Is that your crew?
Yeah. Do you have a click? Who's your YouTube click?
I like to think I'm like kind of like in a lot of little groups. I'm a floater.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vlog Squad's one of them.
Yeah. There's some cool people in there. I see your friends
explain,
with the...
Explain a little bit.
What's Vlog Squad?
What's Vlog Squad?
Oh, David...
Oh, they call themselves the Vlog Squad.
Did your sound cut out?
Yeah.
It happens sometimes. Is it back?
Yeah, it's back. Okay. It's David Dobrik's like friend group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who are you especially tell you with in that group?
Because
I see there's one... She's got like an F. I don't even know how to say her last name. It's Kopf.
Oh, Corinna.
Corinna
Kopf.
Kopf.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? You don't even say the P?
No.
So was that your first kiss?
Yeah, it's my first kiss.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
First Kiss.
Was with Corinna?
I did not see that one.
Yeah.
No, not Corinna. Corinna Kopf, yeah.
With Kopf. No P.
Corinna Kopf, yes.
You say the F?
Kopf.
Sure, yeah, your sound's cutting in and out, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Corinna Kopf, yes. That was my first
That was your first?
That was actually the first. I didn't know her beforehand. I like DM'd her and I was just like, hey, if I fly you out to Canada, will you be my first kiss for
what?
Video? And she said, yeah. And then like within like the next day, she came over and she left.
That's amazing.
Wait, you used her for her mouth?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whichever. Hey, I respect.
If I do that, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of media like right. Yeah.
No, well,
I can't do that.
Well, call someone in for a kiss.
I mean, just like, was it, you just DM'd her?
And DM'd her. Like
with the satellite phone? Like
yeah,
you
exactly.
dialed
that,
it in? You
does
called
this call
it?
Canada?
That one specifically.
Oh, this works. This is like a,
it's a legit phone.
It's a real phone.
So I've been waiting to have, or I think we've been waiting to have someone on the podcast could tell us what it's like to kiss her. And it's good to finally have someone sitting at this table that could talk about that. What was it like? What was it like to kiss Corinna Kopf?
Because it was great.
Was there a tongue or
no
lips
tongue?
Kiss?
Just lips touching.
1 out of 10. Like what would you rate it?
A solid 8.
Impressive.
Who are you looking at right now?
Impressive.
Spencer's parents.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Spencer's parents,
yeah, my
are,
parents
here.
Are here.
Hey guys,
by the way, quick shout out. If anybody wants to talk shit to Spence today on the comments, I wouldn't fucking do it.
His mom's here.
My
mom's here.
You got to get through Soy Boy's dad and Soy Boy's mom. Don't even fucking try.
Soy dad, soy mom.
Soy dad and soy mom.
I wouldn't recommend it.
That's all right. So, okay, this coming out video that you made.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite videos that you did. I think I actually tweeted at you about it.
Yeah, you did.
What did I say?
It was something like this is dope or something like that.
Sounds like me.
This lit so much.
That's the thing. That's the thing about Logan is like he has like genuine emotions packaged behind something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like you just never know. Like you might just be like, "That's lit," but really he means I love you. Like you're the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
My ex and I had a lot of conversations about that.
Really?
Yeah. And it's been a thing in my life. My acting coach used to often tell me. We do our scene. Do you have to go to acting school?
No, I don't.
So the way it works is you do your scene, you sit down, he gives you notes, whatever. And he'd be like, "So Logan, like, how are you feeling right now?" And I'm like, "Good." He's like, "Okay, you're 20 years old and you're a grown man. No more describing your emotions with good or dope." So I had to go home for like a week and like write down how I was feeling. It's hard.
How are you feeling right now?
Good.
I mean, you're from Ohio, dude. There, I mean. You're from Ohio. What do they expect from you, dude?
I want you. True. I want you. I want to do something with you. Like, I want you to direct or write something for me.
I'm down.
I don't know what. Yeah. And I've wanted to do this for a long time. Or even like if I have a concept and I like pitch it to you, like, yo, I will fly to Canada and I'll be your second kiss. And I want to pitch you via slideshow some sort of idea and you direct it because you're an amazing director.
Thank you.
And you told me last night that's what you want to be.
Yeah, I want to direct a film.
Really?
That's like my next big goal.
Like a feature film?
Yeah.
Something?
Oh, okay. I think I should start off small, probably do a short film. Wait, so we're, yeah, so we're, and then go bigger. But
we're doing a ton of produced content right now, like endless. It's all we do. Mm-hmm. We just did a documentary where I actually found out that I had fun acting, like loved
yeah.
it.
You
it
can, was you can, it, can act.
Hang at least in this world, right? Yeah, and so, yeah. Why don't you direct our next piece? Like, yo, I feel like great. The internet wants to see that collaboration.
I'm down.
A little short film.
However, I'm just curious.
What do we got?
Do you think you'll get hate for that? Do you think you'll get hate for being on this podcast?
Yes.
How does that worry you?
No, because I'm not doing anything wrong.
You're like, just flying girls out to Canada.
Yeah.
On the mouth.
No, honestly, no
nothing
like,
wrong with that.
I don't know. Like I saw already. Like I guess you were in my story like from last night.
Oh no!
And then I was just saying like
biggest scumbag on earth.
What does that make you think? I'm always curious to hear people from the outside coming in. What does that make you think when you just get hate for being around somebody like that?
I don't like it's. I don't know. I haven't gotten into too much, to be honest.
It'll get worse. Oh, it'll get bad.
Yeah.
I think. Man, I don't know if it'll get bad, but like, I think what Spencer's trying to say is, and we've talked about this a lot, is the extremely toxic environment of social media that everyone rides a wave of hate.
Cancel culture.
I know.
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture.
It's so bad.
Yeah. And I hate it because like, I talked briefly about it, but the hate I went through in 2017, it was just like one person made fun of me. And then they like that tweet had like 200,000 likes. And so like,
what?
Yeah.
What was the tweet?
It was making fun of something about my appearance. I don't know.
Wait, how fucked up is that?
Yeah. And then like, as soon as someone saw like, oh, they're making fun of this girl works, like everyone jumps on it. On. So it's just like, it's like mob mentality.
I mean, he's been the most like, it's cool to hate him. You know that it has been for the past 2 years, but my question to you is, how much of it is like you not caring because you know us, like how, so like you know him, you know what I'm saying? So like you have people that are jumping on you about his online appearance and what they think he is, who they think he is. But at the end of the day, you don't listen to it because you know us. We're cool guys.
We're good people. You know, we hung out.
You're all right.
For a little more than a day now.
Yeah.
But like, you know enough beyond that. Like you've been around the circles that we had, like, you know that we're not what people say we are. He is like, so you come to the party and it's
you're not like cause people like ask me like, oh, like, is he douchey right away? I'm like, no. It's like the first thing he's
I am
like,
not douchey right away. Like, no.
It takes a little while.
10 minutes and I'm going
to be heating up. I feel like if people have to go through that vast amount of hate to really understand what it feels like. Like, I mean, until you go through that, like you've gone through it. So I'm sure you don't, you see other people getting hated on and you're like, oh no, I'm not going to let that judge how I think of them.
Oh no, 100%. And like when I see it, I just can't. I don't know. I never jump on it. Like I don't think I've ever made like a hate tweet because I'm like, I know what it feels like. And I used to do that. Like, because if everyone else was hating them, I'm like, oh, they're probably a bad person. Yeah. And I just assumed so. And now like, I'm so happy I went through that because I feel like I'm a better person because of it. I have a better mindset. So yeah.
The same thing happened to me. I found myself, catching myself in scenarios where like normally like I would have posted a tweet about something and I didn't because I know what it's like to be on the receiving end of that, even if it's like pretty warranted sometimes. I even did a tweet, I forget what it was. It was recently. I put it up and I ended up deleting it because I didn't like the fact that I was it was about Jon Jones, the UFC fighter. I'm a big fan of him, but he tested positive for a metabolite that he took a year and a half, 2 years ago.
And this is after his fight?
This was before. This was right before the fight. They moved the venue. They had to move the venue to a different state because that commission would not let him fight. And by the way, he just got suspended like 2 years prior for the same shit.
Same thing, yeah.
So I tweeted, Jon Jones, explain yourself. And then I'm like, I'm sure like
he's getting it already.
He's getting it already. I don't know the situation. And sure enough, it came out that it was like a long-term metabolite that was from his previous mistake 2 years ago. Like it just stayed in his system. And they let him fight and he won. And I think he's the greatest fighter on the planet. But that's a side note.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because there's that wave of media. Hey, like the original wave, you got to weather that on both ends as a consumer and as a creator, as somebody who's on the receiving end. You have to weather that first initial storm to get through and be able to even speak or be able to heal.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
For sure.
Elle.
Yes.
Your poor siblings.
Oh, yes.
Your poor siblings. Why did you marry your brother's sister's girlfriend person?
Sister's boyfriend?
You married your sister's boyfriend?
I married my sister's boyfriend.
Why did you do that?
It was, okay. This is writing off of the coming out video. And I was like, this video blew up. Everyone was tweeting about it. And I was just like, fuck, what do I do next? And I was so, like, I was like, the next video can't be just like any video.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was like, I think someone jokingly said, oh, you should get married. I'm like, I should do that legally.
Are you married?
No,
to
I
this
got
day?
Annulled like 5 months ago. So I was like married for 8 months. It was wild.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Being married?
Yeah.
It was all right. I mean, not much changed.
Did it? Oh, it didn't change the relationship much?
Oh.
With the...
Oh,
it's
the family.
Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, the fam. Oh, they're still together.
So,
Yeah, but like your relationship, like your romantic relationship with your sister's boyfriend, did it change like after you actually got the marriage license?
Yeah.
I think he's trying to put words in your mouth.
No, but the family actually, that video was, I wasn't allowed to post it for a while.
Why?
Because they got really upset. Like that.
Which family? The dude you married?
Ex-husband? My mom, which is my mom and my oldest sister, because I have two half sisters.
The other sister wasn't mad with the boyfriend?
She kind of gets it. Like she was like, okay. she was hurt because she's like really values marriage, but at the same time, she's like, the YouTube game, like she kind of got it. And what? She knew it was a joke. And she knew that because we, I don't know, my brother, me, and Mitch, who's my sister's boyfriend, we don't like think of marriage in that way. I don't know. It's not that sacred to me. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. But yeah, in the video, I made it seem like everyone was really happy, and I edited a lot. The raw footage is intense. It's like them crying.
Oh my
God. And my mom being like, I don't want to be a part of any of the videos anymore.
Whoa.
I don't know how far you'll go for YouTube. This is too far.
Wow.
And I'm like, shit. Whoa. That was like that's when I realized I'm like, okay, I can't do anything like that anymore. But
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Damn. Is it just it? Do you think it's because it's going against their traditions of marriage?
And I think they just like, they were like, it's for a YouTube video. Why would you get legally married for that? I don't know. I don't think they like.
I admire the full send though.
Full send.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, if you don't, like, for me, YouTube creators that like clickbait you, but then they don't actually legit do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was with Logan. One time when he legally married him. Yeah. Like, it's legit.
I got officiated in the state of Nevada.
Did it.
Nice. If you're in the state of Nevada and you want me to officially wed your marriage, I can do that. I can pronounce you husband and wife.
I've seen him do it.
Amazing.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
You gave me an idea. Can you imagine a video where I legally married Evan and the title is I Married My Fucking Boy?
We should do that.
That's hilarious.
As an officiator, are you able to marry yourself?
Whoa. We're going to Vegas in like a week.
Oh, literally a week. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We're going to Vegas next week. Can I show them the hotel room if the 12-second video, or should we just wait?
We should wait.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's been confirmed yet.
That's true.
Shout out to my publicist. I love you guys.
Yeah. Wait, so I'm not. Are we going to Vegas still? Or
Oh, shit. That's fucked up. I said that.
No, yeah. I think.
We'll see this play out.
I think one of you should come. You got to play rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
It's either Andre or Spencer.
Here's the deal. We somehow ended up in a situation where it was supposed to be originally, it was me, Logan.
No, hey,
No.
I'm not butthurt.
I'm not saying that, but let me finish why.
Okay.
Clubs in Vegas, like when you roll in with like 15 dudes, they're just like, yo, 15 dudes coming in, lock the fucking doors. We don't care that they're 8. Like 15 dudes, bro. Some of them even have beards. Mac, the friend from Ohio, has got a fucking beard, right? Like, how are you gonna let this dude in the club? He's got a beard, right? And so we were trying to keep the guy small guys, right? Like Evan, but fuck. Anyways, now there's so many dudes coming that I don't even give a fuck. Come to Vegas with us, bro. Please.
Vegas is more your stomping grounds than mine. I'll let you
and
have
that
it.
Is what I said to
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
What, like when we went to Miami, I said, you respect. Don't want you
like
don't
I'd rather go
here.
To like Mount Shasta and like meditate or something.
Or Mammoth.
Nice.
There
or
we go.
Mammoth Film Festival.
Speaking of that, do you ever like get away from society?
Wait, hold on a second.
Whoa.
I like that question.
All right.
I just want to ask a more degenerate question.
All right, please.
Do you gamble?
No, I don't.
Should I gamble when I go to Vegas?
Yeah.
Should I play?
You're rich. Why not?
Nah, I'm rich in wealth and knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about... I want to put... fuck you. Hey, who's making that noise?
I support that. It's Mike.
I was waiting for a pan from Andre, but he
I want to put 25K on black, on roulette.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Should it be black or red?
Do it. Okay. Black or red, L. Call it. Whatever you say.
Red. Red's my favorite color.
Done. L Mills may have just won or lost me $25,000.
It's kind of funny because your shirt is black, red, and white. All choices on the roulette board.
Oh, perfect.
If you had green on there, it would have just been a quadrecta.
That's a
colors.
Sick word.
It's not one. Like, not a fucking word.
What were you going to say about
Mount Shasta?
Vegan soy? Is Mount Shasta?
So we want to go that way?
Yeah,
that direction?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, do you have...
Wait a second. Hold on. Before you go down that route.
Okay, what do we got?
Are there like real life consequences to being married? Because seriously, if I marry my fucking boy, like what's good? Does he get half my shit?
Well, I mean, it depends.
Sorry, go ahead.
It depends on the person you marry. I was lucky enough that they didn't want to take anything. He didn't want to take anything from me. Because legally he could do something, I guess.
Oh, he could have took your half.
Well, his is mine.
So Evan could like.
I also don't really know. My mom is the one who did all the annulment stuff for me.
She a lawyer?
No, she's just.
What does she do?
She's a.
What's her ethnicity?
Filipino.
Just what's a her fiery ethnicity Filipino and, lady.
Yeah.
She is fiery. She got pissed at you in one of your videos. What was it?
Which
one? I don't know. Didn't your mom like get mad at you or something? Maybe it was the marriage one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what's her job?
Store merchandiser.
Yeah, because like so you're like, all right, I need an annulment. My mom's a store merchandiser. Let's make this happen. Is that like what your line of thinking was on it?
No, it's like we've been married for like 6 months and we weren't doing anything. And she's like, this needs to be over.
Wow. So you kept
shout
it
out
running.
To the mom.
So she like did everything. I was like, I'll just pay for it. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Can you do it? And
wow.
So I just paid for the lawyer. I don't know.
Why did it last that long?
Because we're just lazy. I don't know. I just didn't care. I was like, what's going to happen?
I could relate.
Oh my God.
Potentially. Oh, are we doing this? We have tried to do this many, many times.
We really have.
You know about the 6ix9ine situation?
Tekashi 6ix9ine?
A little bit, not really.
Give her the numbers, LP. Logan P.
He's 22 years old.
Okay.
He's facing a minimum of 47 years in prison.
Minimum.
And we've talked about 6ix9ine on this show 3 times, and every time. The review team cuts it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mostly because they say, oh, we don't know. I mean, maybe you guys work together in the future. He wants to come on the podcast. I'm going to say this in the most serious sense ever. I think we're finally at a point where he's probably not going to come on the podcast.
You definitely could talk about him.
In the nicest way, that's not a joke. He won't get out of jail until...
He's 69.
69? Yeah. How fucking weird
the
is
judge,
that?
The judge, 22 plus 47,
did
is 69.
Did the judge do that on purpose?
He had to.
I love that.
It's like a subliminal marketing scheme from the judge.
They're probably like, oh, we're thinking about giving you 112 years. And the judge is like, oh, what do you think about 47? I don't know. I mean, like, it seems like after 47 years, he's going to get it. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Get the message.
Yo, so let's dial it back a little because I want to get this one in this time. Like, we're not laughing at his plight. Like, that sucks.
At who?
At 6ix9ine's, like, plight.
Yes, we are.
We kind of are, but we kind of aren't. Because, listen, let me... Horrible
illegal
shit.
Illegal things.
No, really bad illegal things. But listen, like, I don't want to end up in a situation where the people are like, he had a socioeconomic upbringing that lent itself to murder and drug dealing. Like, let's just be careful with it. All I'm saying is like,
At the end of the day, that stuff's not, no matter what the excuse is, that's not acceptable
in
society.
It isn't.
So but when, you know, somebody who reaches the top of the charts, I think to me, it's always been interesting when you look at somebody like that reaches the top of the charts, they're in front of people all the time. They're getting views. They're getting all this attention and fame, and like all these kids are following him. And then you find out that.
Why didn't he stop? Is my only question. Because, mega, not LP racks, you had mega fucking racks, bro. Like he was doing it, bro. He was number one.
I don't know if he did.
Oh, actually, that's true too.
I don't think
that's
did.
That's true too, because he skipped out on that on that deal with Fashion Nova. Was it Fashion Nova or whatever that women's brand is on Instagram, not Fashion Nova, the other one. He like was supposed to put it in a song. They paid him $100K to put whatever brand that is in a song, and he didn't fucking do it. And so now they want the money back. They're suing him while he's in jail, and he can't pay it.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, hopefully he learns his lesson.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think he's going to come out of jail at 69, 70 years old.
Get back
and
to
drop
it.
The hottest. Fucking
softest merch in the game.
I feel like he's gonna come out and he's gonna drop just straight up Medicare bars. You know what I'm saying? Like he's gonna come out and make some rocking old people home music.
Where do you think we're gonna be in 47 years when 6ix9ine comes out of prison? What is he gonna see, L Mills? Predict the future? Flying
cars.
I mean, you mean planes?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we've got for today. We'll see you on the next episode of Impulsive. Wow, dude. She really fucking dropped a bomb on us, dude. Everybody's like, they said 2020, there'd be flying cars. We're no closer to flying cars. L. Mills knows. We've had flying cars for 50 fucking years now.
100
years.
The Wright brothers. Who are from Dayton, Ohio, by the way.
And who are here right now. Welcome to Wright Brothers. Come on in.
Wow, I love that you guys know that fast.
We know a lot of things. We're not stupid shoot-chaches from Ohio.
But we are.
But we also know a hell of a lot of shit. We follow the news, the culture, history.
For example, when was sliced bread invented?
We know.
I have no clue.
1928.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a fact.
Yep. Same year that the flying car was invented.
No, it wasn't. Women's suffrage. When was the 19th Amendment passed?
Is that a
1920?
Do you like the Lakers?
Why do you ask?
What would you wear to their game if you went with a blonde girl? Would you wear all yellow?
I would wear all yellow.
Why do you ask?
If you like the Lakers?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. I've heard you like the Lakers.
Because you went to that game.
Yeah.
I'm talking to L.
Yeah.
Oh.
You went to the Lakers game? Do you go to the Lakers games?
Nah, I've only been to one.
You only been to one?
Yeah.
Oh, how was that?
You got celebrities you like?
Yeah.
Have you met them?
No.
Do you have like a celebrity crush? Do you have someone you want to meet and just like, woo?
Yeah, I have two.
Who?
Zac Efron and Lily Collins.
We're about to be with them.
We're about to be with
in a weekend. Both of them. This week, yeah.
Shut.
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, what?
Starting Thursday. Like, literally. Yeah.
Wait, are you joking?
Not at all.
Why are you going to be with them?
For a film festival. I got put on, like, a bowling team or something.
Yep.
It's for charity.
Oh, my fuck.
For bowling. I'll put in the good word.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I will.
I'll be like,
yo, I was just with, like, one of my creator friends, Alex.
Oh, my God.
Lily might be there.
Zach's definitely going
to
be there.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that they're in this?
That's interesting to me that they got put together in the film.
Yeah.
I was just at Sundance and I saw them in person.
But
I've always been the biggest Zac Efron fan.
Really? High School Musical?
High School Musical. My 2018, you know, the rap Spotify thing?
Yeah.
My number one was High School Musical guest.
Damn. Really?
Love High School Musical.
I was the greatest showman, which is also a Zac Efron film.
Who else are you listening to right now on Spotify? Like, what do you like?
I just listen to like a lot of things I listened to when I was 12. Like, I don't know.
Like Hawthorne Heights and shit? Brand new?
Like Jonas Brothers.
Oh. I was thinking about the wrong
tool. They're dope too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you watch YouTube content? Like, do you find yourself consuming often?
I do, but I feel like I've been watching less and less as I get more and more into the YouTube community. Because I find it weird knowing what the people on camera are actually like. You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
Like, who sucks in real life?
Yeah, call somebody out right now.
Just do you.
Or do the opposite. Who's awesome?
Who's awesome?
Yeah.
Everyone's great.
Like, you met Ricegum yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, well, I saw him.
Did you meet him?
No, I didn't talk to him.
He plays the wall. He doesn't mingle very much.
He's quiet.
He's got that girlfriend too.
Oh, he does have that.
Yeah.
Is that public?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about the Yes Theory boys?
I love Yes Theory boys. Oh, yeah. I would say them. I think they're the most genuine people. They're just so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. I think they're coming on to them.
Yeah, they're telling me that. Yeah.
Start sending that hate their way, guys. They're coming out. Start blowing up that Twitter timeline.
Do you have a stepsister?
Yes, I do.
Did she not like you or something?
I don't know. She's 12 and like, I don't really talk to her. The last time I talked to her, well, actually it was Christmas, but before that it was just for the video. Like, I only met her when I filmed a video about her.
Let's get her on the phone.
Yeah. She doesn't really talk.
I thought you said in the video that she like tweeted about you or something.
She blocked me.
Why?
And my brother. I don't know. I she came up with this excuse, but it feels a little weird. I don't know.
What was the excuse?
It was like her people didn't believe that. Wow, I love that.
That was great.
People didn't believe that we were her siblings or something like that.
Might as well block them.
Yeah, might as well block all of them. Never talk to them ever again.
When in doubt, block it out.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, but yeah, Hi, Angel.
Hey.
What's her name?
Oh, Angel. Oh, my God.
Does she work at Erewhon?
Spencer's girlfriend's name is Angel.
Oh, really?
Is it her? Is she 12? Probably. Is Angel 12?
No, that is a for sure.
Hey, I don't like that shit. Not talking to family members. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, not a fan of it.
You aren't?
Nope.
No, it's not family members. They're stepsister.
I don't care.
No. It's different, bro. They don't matter.
Really? Oh, we're total opposites.
Oh, is that how it works? Like, you don't talk.
I don't live with her.
I have step siblings?
And you don't talk to them?
Two of them.
Do you talk to them?
No.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Is there a specific message you're trying to send them by not talking to them?
Or it's just...
No, it's just like...
Just they're kind of doing
them.
Just
never talk to your steps.
You're doing
siblings.
You. It's just a thing.
But real family, though. Like when Deji came on and talked about the KSI thing, like I wanted them to fix that.
Oh, really?
Because my mom and my grandmother didn't talk for like 10 years and it was like tearing both of them up, but they had too much pride to like come together and like too much past history of it happening. And so I forced it to happen.
Really?
And it's probably the proudest moment of my life. I'm not even kidding. Like getting my mom and my grandmother to talk again was like a watershed moment for
me. I remember you sent me that video of them talking. That was great.
Yeah.
You do some good things, man.
Yeah. And now they're best friends and they talk every day.
Oh,
and like my grandmother fell and broke her hip. Hope you're doing better, Janie. And my mom's just been at the hospital with her every day. Mm-hmm. And they just hang out, tell stories, and like that couldn't happen unless
do you need to get your grandmother a life alert?
She should have already had one. She's one of those grandparents that won't like bow down to like the fact that she needs to be watched and like helped.
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta fucking drive.
Is she subscribed to Impulsive?
Yes.
Okay,
phenomenal.
That's
she's got a big picture of us three on her desk, like a framed picture. You know that picture that's on her
YouTube banner.
It's incredible. Can we have her on sometime?
She doesn't. I don't think she has enough clout. She's got 20. Sorry, she's got 22 followers on Twitter.
I told my singing coach. She's an older Russian lady. I said I'm going to get her a life alert because I can see the following sentence coming out of her mouth. In the next
How'd she
year.
Receive that question? That statement.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Did she say anything about that?
The only thing is with her, it would be like, oh, I've fallen.
Yeah,
and
opera.
I can't get up.
She said, what did she say? She said, oh, no. She's Russian. She goes, oh, no. I do not need the life alert.
I need no life alert.
I need the no life alert. I go, Erica, you are on the verge of collapse every time you walk in my house. And when you do, it's going to be my fault. I already know it. So,
and you're going
to
sue.
Can I please get you a life alert to prevent this? Now, she signed the NDA.
Strong like bull. I need no knife alert.
All I need is bull.
All I need is a bull.
When are you going back? Where are you going right now? Yeah. Next?
I'm going back home in Ottawa, Canada.
What's Canada like?
It's cold. Really, really cold.
Why you live there?
Why don't you come over here?
I need a visa.
Overstay.
Can't
even believe.
21 Savage.
Hey, does your tattoo on your arm say no regrets?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty dumb.
I mean, no regrets.
No regrets.
Have you
not
seen, have you seen my tattoo?
Which one? Oh, yes.
The Squirtle?
Yes, I have.
Do you think that's dumb? Be honest.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it's actually pretty dumb.
It's stupid, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of exactly what I'm going for.
Yeah. Why the placement?
Squirtle next to my dick is a funny play on words.
Okay.
There's no words involved. Like a pun? sorry. Fuck. I fucked that up. I woke up this morning.
Hey guys, I want to do the audio only Q&A right now with L Mills. So thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive. L, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Seriously,
it was
so good to have you, of course. If you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen or watch podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify,
podcasts. We're going to go nap for a while after this.
I'm so hungover. I love you guys. Audio only.
Peace.
All right, stay there. Spencer's dad is
clapping. That's amazing. Can you stick around, man?
You know what he said? He said, I've realized Mike doesn't have an on or off switch.
He
goes, he only has an on or off switch, but no dimmer.
I don't.
No dimmer.
And it's problematic because you see me in off mode, ain't helpful. You see me in on mode, equally unhelpful.
Can we install a dimmer on Mike? Like, is that just a switch on your back?
It's just a problem. That's a problem.
Hey, bro, it makes you you. Which you got to learn to love.
Do you ever get angry, L?
Yeah.
What makes you angry?
What makes me angry? A lot of things. I feel like that's something that would surprise people. I'm very impatient.
Impatience.
I'm very impatient.
When it comes to?
Standing in line at the grocery store.
Yeah. I just don't like.
You think you deserve to be up front?
Yeah, for sure.
You kind of do.
You kind of do.
Like, I've hung out with you. You're cool as shit. Go to the front of the line.
What else? Any big things?
Honestly, not really. It's just anything, like, just anything that annoys anyone.
What about, like, waiting outside of a club?
I guess, but I don't go to clubs that often.
What if, say you did go to a club, and they told you that you couldn't get in because you were wearing an Adidas jacket. Would that upset you?
Yes, it would.
It upset Mike, too, because that happened.
Oh, yeah, okay, that happened to you.
Really quick, we went to the club, and we... They wouldn't let us in to the club, and I'm like with Logan, and we had stopped by there to see a girl that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to see her, and they were like, we had the end of the club, but the guy was just like, oh, they're not liking the Adidas jacket. Sorry.
Wow.
And so I go, hey man, how about I take it off and burn it in the fucking street? Would you like that? And he goes, what? And I'm like, here's the deal, dude. I don't want to fucking be, and like he knows me, and I am I'm a short fuse when it comes to very few like certain things.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude.
Well, Mike, his wardrobe is 95% Adidas jacket.
It is. Like, I love Adidas.
So that guy did not just piss off Mike for just one article of clothing. He just defamed his whole wardrobe.
No, but yes, but I was on this dude's side. Adidas is fucking whack. And you should never be wearing.
I don't know.
That,
I just it was.
If you were wearing the hottest, softest merch in the game,
you'd be fine. And by the way, hey, I was fine, bro. MVRCK emblazoned on my chest.
Right,
they go,
he saw that.
They go, well, that's sick.
I think
you're nice
wearing
clothes.
A Gucci jacket over it.
Oh, with MVRCK under it.
Yeah, right. I don't think anybody saw that part.
No,
brother.
They did. No, that's they how did. I got
quickly,
in.
Quickly, it was raining out. I put an Adidas fucking jacket on. So this conversation is one I don't like. And so I said to him, you know what? Your club's shit anyways. I got a table at Hyde. It's fucking better. I didn't say I have a table. Like, we can go to Hyde, be on a table. Well, I don't want to come to your shit club. And he was like, all right, fine. Fuck it. Come in.
Yeah,
like,
really?
So he let you
went
in.
Went the weirdest way ever.
Oh.
And Logan was like, he says this to me a lot. He goes, swallow your fucking ego, bro. Like, just shut the fuck up. Take the jacket off and go on the club. And I was like, fine.
Like, all he has to do is take off the jacket.
Oh, so that's it?
Yeah.
All he had to do is take off the jacket?
Because they wanted to let us in because they, you know, they watch Impulsive. Like, shut the fuck up.
Elle, is there ever a time that you get really mad and you're like, wow, this is dumb that I'm mad?
Yeah. I'm a very jealous person.
Yeah.
So that stuff.
Are you jealous that you're no longer married to your ex-husband?
A little bit.
He's back to being your sister's boyfriend.
Yeah. I'm very excited for their wedding. I want to give a wedding speech.
Wait, they're engaged?
No, they aren't. But they will. They're like, they've been dating since 10th grade.
Oh, they're going for it.
Yeah.
They're going all the way.
Like 8-9 years.
Do you ever have to pull yourself back from being like jealous in like a new relationship
with
like a lover, like with a lover?
I have never dated anyone.
What do you mean when you say that?
I've never been in a relationship.
Are you looking to get into a relationship?
I mean, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just haven't had the opportunity.
Or yeah,
you've never been in a relationship.
I kind of wish we talked about this earlier.
That's incredible.
That's good. That's
no, it's audio only, bro. Is that tea?
Tea.
That
juice. So what's the deal with that? Like, what do you think is the holdup?
The people that I like don't like me back, and then also I think I'm just like, I think I'm a bit too insecure to be in a relationship.
No, but that's why you get in a relationship.
I don't know, but I'm like insecure that like I don't think anyone would like me that way.
I can relate to that big time.
Yeah.
And I just recently got in a relationship.
Nice.
I was like that. Yeah. I went 2 years without dating someone after dating people for a while because I was just like, I was out of the game. I was like, yo, I got a dip. Like, there's just too many fake people out here. Like, I had to get away. But I think the moment that you really stop looking for it is when you find it.
Yeah. I'm chilling. Like,
can I tell you something right now? Really quick, and I want to be very direct about this. If someone meets you, gets to know you, not I'm not saying like for broad people, I'm talking about you as a person. I read people pretty well, and I met you last night, but I've seen your stuff and I know you. Like, feel like I know you.
Yeah.
If they don't fuck with you, you do not talk to that person. Like, you are such a cool person. You are so genuine and just like such a beautiful like soul. Like,
thank you.
I'm serious right now. Like, don't play into that at all. Like, go find someone that that fucks with you like everybody else does in the world. Okay. and hang out with them. Like, end of story. Don't feel like that. You should never feel like that.
Yeah, it'll happen natural, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. It'll come. Yeah. And when it happens, I'll make a bunch of YouTube videos about it.
There we go.
You got to find someone who supports your YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes it's tough.
Yeah. I've tried to do like dating apps back home, but it's just not.
Why not?
Because they're like, oh, you're L Mills. It's like a small town. Like everyone like knows because I'm like the only YouTuber there.
Why? You got to get here. You got to come to LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got great dudes here who wear Adidas. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Dudes, great dudes, great girls. Like, mm-hmm. we have everything. Whatever you want. And yes. Also, maybe not someone in like traditional. Do you think there's like a weird like wall between traditional media artists and digital media artists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Or like a lack of like respect.
Bruh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You think when we show up to Mammoth Film Festival for a second, the actors are gonna come up to me and shake my hand? Yeah. The cool ones will, but like, bro,
a lot of them
I get that cold shoulder like no other, bro. You know why? Because to them, YouTubing is cheating. It's
like you didn't have to earn
it. It looks easy.
Yeah.
They don't understand, obviously. And that's why they're upset, most of them. Because it's just a different world that, like, there's a lot of power in. There's a lot
right
of
now,
fucking, I mean,
more
you know.
Power, more.
There's a lot of power being an influencer versus being an actor. If you're not one of the fucking top 50 to 100 actors, how much power do you really have? And a lot of people want that. A lot of people are hungry and thirsty for power. So, yeah.
Is that what defines them saying hi to you? Is that what defines being an actor or being an actor?
Yeah, kind of. Actually, yes. Yeah.
What do we call them? It was thespians. Yeah.
Thespians.
That's the word for them. Like true, like actors.
Oh, okay. They appreciate
the craft. They appreciate the
Which
craft.
Is beautiful.
It is. Oh, it is. Oh, we're not saying that. That's not. It's just.
Love it. I prefer the ones who are down to earth.
They can cross over.
Yeah.
Well,
you want to take a nap? You guys want to take a nap?
I'm down to take a nap.
All right.
I'm gonna go ahead and send you back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I paid for that. Thank you guys for listening to the audio only version of Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button on this one. I mean it. I say it all the time, but this one, like, I'm holding you fucking to it. Thank you for listening, L Mills, ladies and gentlemen. Peace.
3 traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.